Now to Louisville, Kentucky, where the city's regional airport has a new name, the Louisville Muhammad Ali International Airport. Today, the city unveiled the branding for the airport, renamed for the boxing legend. As Amina Elahi of member station WFPL reports, the change is being hailed by many in the community, especially many Muslims who find great meaning in the decision.
Muhammad Ali's daughter, Mariam, thinks it's a big deal that Louisville has named its airport after her dad.
My father would be the type where if he was living, going in and out of the airport, this airport's named after me. That's something. That's something. Maine? This is big. This is beautiful. A Muslim. I could just hear him now.
Mariam was in town for the annual Ali Week when Louisville celebrates the champ. She says the name change could be a source of hope, especially considering the challenges some Muslims have faced in airports since the 9/11 terrorist attacks. She was one of them. For a while afterwards, she couldn't check her baggage curbside. Her name was on a watch list. So she thinks it's ironic to now have an airport named for her father. Mariam says there are those who would separate Muhammad Ali from Islam, but she remembers her father speaking often of his faith and being motivated by it. On a recent afternoon, worshippers lined up shoulder to shoulder for prayers at the Guiding Light Islamic Center in Louisville. After prayers, Louisville resident Muhammad Samaha says he sees no downside to the airport renaming. It's something he thinks Muslims should be proud of.
But I stress on the fact that we don't want to claim Muhammad Ali just for ourselves as Muslims. Muhammad Ali is a world icon.
His wife, Kim Muhammad, is also excited. She wears the headscarf or hijab and says she's been randomly selected to be patted down at the Louisville airport.
She actually apologized and said, "I'm sorry, I have to do this. It's so that the other passengers feel safe." I said, "That's okay. We all want to feel safe."
She's a Kentucky native and says the rebranding will be great for Muslims and will attract travelers to Louisville.
If a person traveling has it in their head that this airport is named Muhammad Ali, then it might ease their anxiety to think that they are headed to a friendly place.
That welcoming image is something Louisville officials hope to capitalize on with the new airport name. Even today, some think of Ali as an athlete and philanthropist before thinking of him as a Muslim. Mayor Greg Fisher says Ali tourism is becoming a major brand along with the Kentucky Derby and bourbon. He says there are people who want to learn about Ali the boxer and Ali the humanitarian.
We want them to know we're the home of the champ, and the champ stood for being the greatest at whatever he did, whether it was inside the boxing ring or helping people with their humanitarian causes.
Ali's daughter Mariam says her father would have been honored by the recognition. He was always confident, but in his old age, he would have been surprised by it too. Now Mariam hopes those who use Ali's brand do so in a way that acknowledges the religion he loved.
If you want to speak about him and how great he is, it's good to also mention we should not hate a whole religious group. Look at our native son, Muhammad Ali. He was a Muslim.
One of the greatest fights of Ali's life was for better understanding of Islam. That fight continues today. And his daughter Mariam says it's up to Muslims to remind people that what they admire about Ali also includes Islam. For NPR News, I'm Amina Elahi in Louisville.